you've got a good head on your shoulders. You know, the old saying that a guy thinks in his pants and not in his brain, and I really don't think that that's true of you. I think you're a very sexual, very passionate person, but I don't think it's illogical. I think it only comes out when it's very logical and do come out. And it would only be logical that it would come out with somebody that you feel emotionally close to and attracted to. And I have two choices at this time, okay? I have Jim Clausen, who's the man in Pasadena, and I have Paul Rastelli. And Paul is the man that I met at the Cystic Fibrosis fundraiser. Yes, he's still in the picture. In fact, I had a very awkward moment last night when Jim was sitting here on the couch with me and Paul was on the phone with me. But nonetheless, those are my two choices at this time. I'm not going to try to work towards a relationship with you the way I did in San Diego. And if there is to be any kind of relationship that would be more of a permanent one, it would definitely be more your doing than it would be mine, because I've been that route already with you. You know what I'm saying? Am I not smart enough? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not strong enough? Am I not spiritual enough? I know that you don't even have that type of relationship with Craig. And there's a lot of people that, you know, I don't have that type of relationship either. Am I not smart enough? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not strong enough? Am I not spiritual enough? Am I not smart enough? Am I not a good enough? Am I have strong enough? Am I not spiritual enough? Where I would not be a good enough wife, I would be a good enough mother to your children. And I'm flattered by it, and I hope that you're flattered by my response to it, because that's the same way that why I'm sexual towards you, or for those same reasons. But